Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone joins us now. He is arts editor of Metroland, a wonderful publication that tells you what is happening in our region and beyond. And it is always a pleasure to have Sean on to tell us what is what's on area stages and screens, and he does so this morning. Sean, I'm sorry you're not here, because it would be a good day to come in.
I'm sorry I'm not there too.
We've got a lot of fun stuff going on, but it's we'll have fun on the phone too.
Thank you, Alexander Graham Bell.
So you have seen a movie that I can't wait to see is on my weekend plan, which is The Grand Budapest Hotel. What did you think?
I loved it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It sounds wonderful.
It's very entertaining. It's got the wacky comedy. It has a deep serious streak running through it, and somehow Wes Anderson manages to pull that off. He manages to pull things off by the way he just plans every shot. I mean, he gets away with framing most of the movie in the old Academy ratio, you know, like before widescreen.
Yeah,
he gets away with that. That's hard to do. And it's basically set in a fictional Ruritanian kingdom just before the fascism and wars of the mid 1930s. And it stars Ralph Fiennes in an award caliber performance as the ultimate slick concierge at this fantastic hotel, which looks like a giant cake.
Wow!
It's perched on a mountain in the Alps, and it's the cast is amazing: Saoirse Ronan, Matthew Almeric, F. Murray Abraham, Jude Law, Tilda Swinton, Edward Norton, Bill Murray, Lea Seydoux, Jeff Goldblum, Adrian Brody, Willem Dafoe, and newcomer Tony Revolori.
A lot going on, a lot of good stuff.
Yes.
So stir, mix.
Go see it.
Yeah, stir, mix, and enjoy, and ultimately, as you said, just go see it. All right, so upcoming, beginning tonight, Rhythm of the Dance.
Yes. The Irish fun continues right to the end of the month. This is traditional. This is traditional Irish step dancing with great musicians and color and everything. It's going to be on the main stage at Proctor's tonight.
So, now, this isn't river dance. This is Rhythm of the Dance.
Rhythm of the Dance.
Okay.
So river dance, I think, finally went away.
Yeah.
For real.
But this is a different organization, and so what they do is a little bit different, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. Rhythm of the Dance tonight at Proctor's. Also tonight, a show that I wish I could go see. Unfortunately, I have other plans, but we were lucky enough to have Sean Colvin on the show at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
Sean Colvin and Steve Earle, two great songwriters and great performers. Should be a terrific evening.
Awesome. And then we have the Troy Night Out, which is tomorrow night.
It's going to warm up. It'll be nice to walk around downtown Troy tomorrow night.
Are you sure?
You should go. They're having it's Troy's Arts Night. It's from 5 or 6 to 9-ish, something like that. Different galleries have different times. And, you know, a lot of the galleries are having either opening shows or they're having receptions, and everywhere from the Arts Center of the Capital Region, the Collar Works Gallery, and on and on and on.
Good stuff. Troy Night Out, and it'll be a nice night out tomorrow night, 5 to 9. Then it's Skidmore's Zankel Music Center on Friday night.
Yes, the Yin Quartet. It's part of their Skidmore College String Festival, and again, that's in the lovely Zankel Music Center. Also Friday night, back to Schenectady on the main stage at Proctor's, the Moscow Festival Ballet will be staging Giselle, you know, another one of those, one of the more popular ballets, another one about some poor doomed girl who is redeemed in the afterlife.
that old tale, you know. Yes, right.
Also Friday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's Experience Hendrix. It's that touring tribute to Jimi Hendrix. It's an all-star thing. Lots of great musicians.
Right.
Regina Carter will be at the Egg in Albany on Saturday night. Sunday afternoon at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, Troy Chromatic Concerts. The series continues with the Trio Solisti. They're going to play some Philip Glass, Chausson, and Brahms. Tuesday night at MPAC, there's Gordon Hall's Read Me That Part Again, where I disinherit everybody, which is my favorite title of a show this week. It's actually a lecture performance, sort of on the history of lecture performances. Again, that's at MPAC Tuesday night in one of the studio theaters. And Wednesday, Jim Belushi and the Board of Comedy are coming to Proctor's, and that's going to be a night of improv.
That should be fun.
Yes.
Yeah. They wouldn't do an interview with us, but it should be fun.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the breaks.
Absolutely. Then some new movies opening this week.
Yes, it's all over the place. The big one, of course, is Noah.
Yep.
With Russell Crowe as the Lord's Ark Builder and Animal Herder. Emma Watson is in it, and Jennifer Connelly. And it's Darren Aronofsky, and it looks like it's going to be pretty spectacular.
All right, so that's Noah.
The one I'm looking forward to, Bad Words, which is a dark comedy directed by and starring Jason Bateman as an eighth-grade dropout who starts competing in children's spelling bees and winning them and making the adults very, very angry.
It sounds great. I've seen the trailers. It looks great.
Yeah. Then there's The Face of Love, which is an indie drama starring Annette Bening as a woman who loses her husband and then meets another man who looks just like him. Both are played by Ed Harris.
Hmm.
It's the sort of thing that could go either way, but I think the actors will pull it off because I pretty much watch them in anything. They're terrific.
Yep.
And then Arnold Schwarzenegger's sort of flagging comeback tour continues with Sabotage, which he plays the head of an elite DEA unit targeted for, getting wiped out by the bad guys.
Remember when his movies used to open up a summer season, right?
Time flies.
It does indeed. You can find out more information about all the great stuff that Sean talked about by going to metroland.net. He is the arts editor of Metroland. Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Or next week, I mean. Or you can come
by
tomorrow.
Time doesn't fly that fast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? You can stop by whenever you want.
Okay, sure.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Take care.
You're welcome.
Coming up next, the Congressional Corner, you're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.